Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room, presented by Sharp. Bob Papa with two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. And Carl, the Giants put 24 points up on the board in the fourth quarter against Philadelphia. After getting the game tied at 14, the Giants take the lead on a big touchdown pass from Eli Manning to Sterling Shepard. You want to take a look at this from the high end zone and break it down for us?
Well, I do want to break it down, and you'll see the crispness of Eli Manning and the timing of this play, because this is a window throw. When you talk about a window throw, it's a guy that's got to fit it in between two players, sometimes three players. But here, Orleans Dark was in the game, so he had a few successful runs. So this will do something to freeze linebackers. You see the play fake. Now, linebackers are frozen. Look to your left of your screen. Number 53 is supposed to be dropping into a passing lane. That is a needle threaded, folks. I'll bring this back again and slow it down. You've got a linebacker, a safety, and another linebacker all coming, and that ball couldn't have been thrown any better.
So the Giants have the lead 21-14 after the Shepard touchdown. Philadelphia, though, comes right back. And, Carl, this defense in 2016 was awesome against the run. They're struggling to stop the run, and Philadelphia was able to run it on them. As you look at it, what are some of the issues that they need to correct?
Well, I think it's discipline, meaning gap control, and fundamentals, just the ability to tackle, Bob. You'll see a defense that's lined up in the right position that doesn't maintain their gap integrity, and they get blown off the ball or sealed. So we'll take a look here. You'll see the Giants have seven guys at the line of scrimmage and an eighth guy lurking. So the numbers are in their favor. But here's when we talk about gap integrity. You see the shade of the right side of the Giants defensive line. You've got Thomas, who's on the shade of the center. He's playing outside leverage. Romeo Okora is playing outside leverage at his defensive end position. But as the play develops, they've got to maintain that leverage throughout the play. And then you walk a linebacker in the gap, so they've got everything covered. But when you see this play, I'll freeze it right here. Look where the outside shade guys are. Right there in the middle, the center. I'm going to bring it back. The center is hooking the guy who already had the outside leverage on him. Then you get a linebacker who should step up into the gap. He gets pushed out, and then there's a run lane. But just look where the ball goes. You see where the shade is. Look at your defensive tackle. He gets sealed. Guess where the ball goes? He should maintain his gap integrity, and he'll be able to come off and make this play.
So some technique issues that the Giants are going to have to fix as they move forward to take on the Tampa Bay Bucs next week. For Carl Banks, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Inside the Film Room, presented by Sharp.